The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings, and from a very warm place today. It'll be hot here in Redwood City. And there are two ways of understanding the practice. Many, many ways, and I don't want to limit it to this, but to two very significant ways. And that is, it has a lot to do with letting go. And what we specifically, what we're letting go of, is our clinging, our grasping, our attachment to things. That doesn't mean that we're necessarily letting go of things, but just the grasping of it. And as I have sometimes pointed out, that if I'm clinging to this bell striker, I can let go of it, and it just falls away and maybe makes a big sound. I could also let go of the clinging to it this way, with an open palm. And I don't lose or drop or break the thing that I'm holding, but I'm no longer clinging to it. And if it wants to fly away, it's welcome to do that. I'm not holding on to it. But I'm still here holding it, letting it rest. So there's one thing is letting go. The other thing is what we let go into. So if I let go of my clinging to the striker like this, I could also let go into the open hand. There's no clinging, but there is the open hand with the sensitivity of the open hand. This is the most sensitive part of the hand, is the fingers and the palm. And I can let go into that sensitivity. I can let into that openness. If I now love that sensitivity, that openness, that ease of an open hand, and I grab it to hold on to it, I've lost it. So in letting go, this path of the Four Noble Truths has a lot to do about deep letting go. Liberation Buddhism has to do with the deep, deep, very deep letting go of craving, of clinging. And the tradition talks about it mostly in terms of a great absence. But it's not really an absence of nothing, but it's not an absence of something. But we can let go into something that's really good. And this kind of letting go, and really, so it's not a loss of all things. It's a loss of all clinging. So as we sit here today, you might want to practice letting go. And as you let go into that absence. Let go into what's there and that openness of the palm, the openness of the heart, the openness of the mind. And don't try to make anything of it. Don't try to hold on to it. Just allow it and just continue to let go. Let go. So, taking a meditation posture and closing your eyes, and we begin letting go by letting go into the body, taking some deep breaths, and as you exhale, letting go of the thoughts and concerns of the day, if you can. And letting go into the body. Allow yourself to dip into the body with awareness as you would dip into a refreshing pool of water or into a cozy warm bathtub. The body has a lot of different kinds of sensations, some pleasant, some unpleasant, some painful. But what happens if you let go and open widely to your body? A wide global awareness of all that's there. The pleasant, the unpleasant, the difficult, the comfortable. And let go of your thoughts enough that they become quieter. A quiet awareness. Dipping into the body. And perhaps as you exhale, you can let go of the thoughts that have come back, or at least let go of the clinging to them. Let go, soften around your thinking as you exhale, and let go into your body. Let go into the openness and softness, the support of your body breathing. In any ways in which you're holding on or resisting, see if you can open the grip of the heart, the fist of the mind, so it holds whatever is present kindly and openly in the softness of the mind, the softness of the heart. Let go of the clinging, the holding on, the wanting, the expecting. And allow whatever's there to be held with support. And if it wants to fly away, allow it to fly away. But let go into the openness of mind, the openness of heart. Let go into the openness of the body that can receive all things. Keep letting go, keep opening up. And if need be, let go of letting go. Let go of the clinging to letting go or the needing to let go. Just let go in a relaxed way, to whatever way you can. Maybe every exhale, letting go and letting go into the openness. If you let go a lot, you might notice the pull back into holding or being preoccupied with something. Just for these minutes, see if you can keep trusting, letting go. Entrust yourself in being open, not clinging or holding on to anything. letting go. Why not let go? Why not, for these few minutes, trust? There is nothing whatsoever you need to be holding on to or be involved in or think about. Just let go so that you can let go into the openness, the softness, the receptivity, the deeper sensitivity of our being. As we come to the end of this sitting, you might now also continue to let go, but let go into whatever is inside, whatever place inside, where there might be some evidence, hint of tenderness, love, compassion, a sense of caringness, a gentleness. And let go into your love. Let go into the place that's care, a place of inner sensitivity, perhaps, where the heart sings, or a certain kind of delight, or a certain kind of sweetness, of kindness, tenderness, love. As you exhale, let go of your thoughts, let go of your concerns, and let go into the place within where there's some love. Perhaps letting go into it so it becomes brighter, so it too can open up and maybe glow or be bright. And then now bring to mind what you'll be doing today or in the next day or so, the activities, the people you'll have contact with, talk to, email with. And what would it be like to be resting in this place of love? When you decide what to say and what to do in relationship to them. What if this place inside is the reference point for how to be in relationship to other people? And may it be that if we can rest in our love and our sensitivity, if we can let go, may it be that we're actively, inspiringly living for the welfare and happiness of all beings, ourself included. And may it be that for this next day, that in some small or big way, that we make the world a better place for others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be able to meet with their open love. May we be each other's friends.